Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the power of imagination, being able to have that power of imagination. We're going to be talking about power shifting and what that means, thinking from solution, coming from a solution-based. And it's very interesting when you think about all of these concepts, how important it is to us in our daily life and how it is important to kids in their daily life to be able to understand that and to cultivate that knowledge. Joining me today live is certified life skills coach for kids and best-selling author Scott Feld. Scott, great to have you here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
I am great. Thank you, Ashley, and I'm so happy to be here with you, for sure.
I'm glad to have you here. This is great. We're going to have an awesome conversation because I love what you're doing and I love where you're going with this. And it's so powerful and so amazing. And I feel like we're kind of opening the doors to understanding this. So give us a little backstory about you. How did you get into being a certified life skills coach for kids? How did that all happen?
Yeah, for sure. So I've worked with kids for about 25 plus years. I've owned an entertainment company here in San Diego, California, where I live. And that's given me a lot of experience with all sorts of different kids and teens, ages really, you know, 5 to 18. And in the background behind that, I am a sort of personal development, mindset, how did it all work, junkie. And that might come from a spiritual side. It might come from, like I said, a personal development side. I've studied all of the quote-unquote masters. And I continue to do that on a daily basis. In fact, if you're in my car or up in the morning before everybody else is, then I'm listening to something in that genre, in that area. And so when COVID hit and my party company got shut down, I really wanted to look at an opportunity. And the opportunity that struck me was, let's bring these two things together. This ability to work with kids in this interactive, engaging way, but to give them something powerful that they could use. And they could always use it. We all could. But now it became sort of a bigger deal because they were dealing with something, a pandemic that we've never, ever dealt with. So I went out there and started creating slides and creating information and started delivering it and started getting feedback. And I was interviewing parents and kids and teenagers and trying to find out what resonated, what they really needed, how I could solve the problems that they were facing, they were up against, went through many iterations of it. During that time, I found an organization that does certification. They're very specific for life skills for kids. So I took their program, did their study material, took their test. I hadn't taken a test in my 20, 30 years, so that was a little nerve-wracking, to be honest. Passed it with flying colors, as far as I know. I passed it, yes. And I got a certification, really truthfully, because if I'm being honest, I think people just like to hear that you're certified. It's a great program, and I love it, and great information, great foundation. But really, my training and my coaching comes from my own reading, studying experience, and also just the working with kids.
I think that's powerful, and I think that, you know, obviously, yes, having that wealth of knowledge and being able to use that information and knowledge really is helpful. One of the first things that I want to talk about, and I don't want to jump around all over the place, but I do want to start with one thing. The thing that really got my attention when we first talked the first time was the concept of unlocking inner powers, and I really liked the concept of unmesswithable. Can you talk about that real quick?
Yeah, so in designing the program and doing the research and finding out what the kids really needed, everything kind of went back to they have a lot of stress, a lot of overwhelm, a lot of frustration on them. They have a lack of confidence and a lack of tools to deal with what it is that, you know, they're dealing with. And so what they're always looking for is outside of them in the outside world, what could change that for them? What could give them less of the things they don't want? That's the frustration, the stress, the overwhelm, the anxiety. what could give them more of what they do want, the joy, the happiness, those kind of feelings. Well, the problem is, without knowing that it comes from inside, you go try to see what your friends are doing, or you try drugs, or you go start drinking, or you start making some other decisions that have some consequences, because all you're trying to do is escape, like get away from, you know, what's happening to you. And I knew from my own study that it doesn't lie out there, and it never will and never has. So they needed to look inside. What I wanted to really show them is their inner superpowers, their ISP, their what we are all born with, what we all have but rarely use, at least use in the right way. We'll talk more about that. And in doing that, once you build up these inner superpowers, first you become aware of them, and then once you build them up, that's what you become. You become unmesswithable. Like, the things on the outside world aren't messing with you because you're creating from the inside out. You're strong, right? It's almost like a really good building being built with a strong foundation and then being built up. Well, for the most part, you know, wind isn't going to blow it down. Rain isn't going to affect it, right? It would take something so huge and so big. It's pretty unmesswithable, that building. And what we want to do is we want to structure kids, you know, so that they have a strong foundation and they can build themselves up. And as things come at them, the elements of the world, they won't get knocked down. They won't even get moved. They won't get swayed. They'll just keep climbing up. And that's what we want for them.
That's impressive. I love that. It's like being able to give them that ability to control the situation, to be able to understand that and not to, you know, sway due to atmospheric changes with people or situations. And I bet that's really rewarding when you are working with kids to be able to see them, be able to create that solidness and also that sense of self.
Yeah. Well, when they first get it, you know, it's almost like a light turns on in the spiritual world. They call it you awoke, right? You finally became awake. And the light bulb turns on and you see things in a different way. And, you know, this kind of leads into the very first key that I show them. And it's the base of everything that we do. And it is awareness. It's showing them that what they know, and they can use. And then also there is oftentimes beliefs that are disguised as truths. So they actually just believe certain is true. Like, I believe I'm not good at this, or I believe this is hard, but it occurs as a truth to them. So they react from it. I can't do that. This thing has power over me. It's hard. It's difficult. It's challenging. It's beyond me. And so then we talk about what they know they don't know, and they can also use that. So what they know they don't know has a direct line to knowing it. They want to be a medical doctor. Well, you can look up and you know the path, the course to follow to become a medical doctor. So this is all in the knowing. But they think it stops there. But the real power is in what they don't know, or the blind spots, right, as I was trained. So the blind spots are what you start seeing. You don't even know you're going to see these things. Again, you don't know that you don't know them. But you see them on the journey. And you can't get stopped or limited in the knowing. What I know, I know. What I know, I don't know. And just be like, all right, well, I got to operate from there. No, no, no. You got to just operate knowing that more is coming, more is coming, more is coming. You're going to learn along the way, and that gets added to your knowledge base. And you're growing and you're expanding. And this is how you become the thing that you want to become, have the things you want to have, be the person you want to be, et cetera.
That's really interesting, and I work with clients too dealing with the belief system. You're right, the beliefs that something's not going to work, or that this is it, they're going to fail at this, or whatever we've created in our life. And you're right, it's so interesting when we're able to see that type of belief system, or what we could consider negative type programming or self-sabotage. That's really powerful to be able to kind of illuminate that, to be able for them to see that's actually taking place in life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the light bulb going on. And what happens when you see that, right? You all of a sudden you have a choice. You have a freedom around you. Doesn't mean you're going to choose it, you know? You probably will at least want to. I tell the kids that, you know, to try things on. I tell them that I'm a clothing store. I say, I'm going to give you some clothes, some information. And you should try some different things on and see how it fits. Don't just say no to them because they're new and maybe even a little uncomfortable in some ways. And don't even just say yes to them. Like, this, you know, that's not the right thing. Have some thinking involved. And inside that thinking, let's say, let's try that. Let's see if it works for me. Let's see if it does take away some of the things that I don't want, does give me some of the things that I do want. And if it does, great, it's yours. Wear it. Use it whenever you want, right? It's yours now. Without it, though, without seeing it for the first time, it's not yours. And so it's unusable.
That's powerful. Let's jump into some of those inner superpowers. And then later on, I want to talk about this great book that you've created. But let's start talking about some of those inner superpowers and kind of the direction of that and how you work with, you know, how you work with kids and cultivate that. And then how do you empower kids through those superpowers?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first one we just talked about, awareness, that's the base of the whole thing, because you'll see that everything leads back to it. And then we get into imagination, one of the most powerful faculties that humans have, right? And we all have it, and we all use it all the time. We just don't necessarily direct it the right way. And I'm not even talking about controlling. I think you should let your imagination go as long as it's going in a directed way, which means you start thinking about how you want life to be, how you want your experiences to be, not worst case scenarios, how bad things could be, which is often like we wake up and we're like, oh my gosh, today's going to be horrible. And then, wow, good luck with your day, you know? But you start thinking about that test, that, you know, teenagers, that test and how it might go bad, right? Or the friends and what they might say. Or the, you know, thing that happened yesterday and how it's, you know, now going to grow into something even bigger, right? You start imagining it, you start acting from that imagination. But what they don't realize is that they might be lying in their bed or sitting in a chair, and in a, none of that is actually happening. They're just creating it. Well, they could create anything. Well, why not create something better that you actually would want to create, right? Test is going to go fine. Right? I studied. I'm going to do great. School's going to be great. I'm going to go and, you know, say hi to five people I've never said hi before. I'm going to smile more than I've ever smiled before, right? I'm going to do things that would lead me towards having the experience that I would want to have, you know, and give other people that same experience by smiling at people. I might get some smiles back, you know? I might meet somebody new. I might have some fun here today instead of thinking, you know, oh, those people are whatever I've imagined them to be. So we use the imagination, and I actually send kids a power box when they do either a power party or a power quest with us. And the power box has all sorts of cool props and toys and fun stuff. And we use Play-Doh for this particular one. And I actually have some Play-Doh here that I can grab just to kind of show how we use it. And so what we talk about with the Play-Doh is we go, well, so this is just Play-Doh, and you could make it anything you want, okay? You have this moment right now where you get to mold it, okay? You're not doing it from do you think you can or how good you think it's going to be or any of that kind of stuff. You're just going to do it. So what would you like to make? Go ahead, think about it, imagine it, and then go ahead and make it. And so you can do that with your life. You can think about it, you can imagine it, you can start making it, right? If I wanted to turn this into something, you know, like a cat or something, those ears, and then pretty soon, you know, it's turned into a cat that you like with your life. If I wanted to win this, you know, championship or whatever, you start molding, you start practicing more. That's like making, that's like doing
it. And that's great. And Scott, we're going to come right back and talk more about that, because that's going to be helpful. We're going to talk more about that in that creation. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's D-A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S genealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies, without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking with Scott Feld. He's a certified life skills coach for kids and a best-selling author. And Scott, right before the break, we were talking about imagination and using that Play-Doh to create. Let's talk more about that.
Yeah. So, you know, the imagination is the first key to your inner superpower of six of them, plus a couple bonuses. So really, this is just a fun way to say, look, you could create and mold anything you want out of this. And, you know, this is the same thing with your life. You just have to get started. So if I was going to make a cat, like I talked about earlier, I don't have to know every single thing about making a cat. I'm going to learn along the way, like what's going to look good and what's not going to look good. Now, here's where I can't get stuck, and you have to relate this to real life, real problems for kids. If I can't get stuck on, oh, my gosh, this isn't working, this isn't looking good, I quit, I give up, I'm not good at this, confidence down, never try Play-Doh again, or the next time I try it, I go into it with this thing called I blew it last time, instead of the more powerful, as I do it, I learn, and I go, oh, wait, that didn't work. Well, that's good to know, because I won't do that again, and I'm closer to making the cat or getting to the thing that I want in my life. And so that there's a lot of lessons inside of what we do with Play-Doh and the imagination and directing it towards what we want. It can lead into the training that I do on failures and mistakes, which basically are things that you want. Like, you know, I tell them that those who are super successful look for failure. Right. That means they've stepped way out of their comfort zone. They're on to something that they haven't done before. Right. And then they're going to see what doesn't work so they can get to what does. But they never get stopped at failure. Thomas Edison's the best example, where he had 1,000 tries to make the light bulb. People said, how did you do it, Tommy Ed? 1,000 times. That's a lot of failing. He goes, I didn't make any failures. Just took 1,000 attempts to get what I wanted. And that's basically what we're talking about. So lots of good lessons. And that's just, you know, one of the keys. And the other ones include, you know, how to get your internal chatter, that subconscious chatter, in line with what it is you say you want, where you want to go, and what you want to do. So becoming aware, again, we always go back to the awareness, becoming aware of the fact that it's a programming. And the programming's come from somewhere, and it can be reprogrammed, which means that you can start doing positive self-talk to yourself, which will lead into our talk about building those positive trails, which I know that's something that you know a lot about, the neural pathways, but that's not that fun, the scientific term for teenagers. We want to talk about the strong trails that you can walk on. We do it with kinetic sand. We build up mountains with kinetic sand. We play with kinetic sand. It's very tactile. And then we draw deep trails to get us to where we want. And we talk about the ones that, if we have a lot of negative self-talk, we listen to chatter a lot. We follow the you can't do it, you're not good enough thing that we tell ourselves. We build up those negative trails. I mean, the subconscious doesn't differentiate. You know, you build up a trail. That's it. It doesn't care which ones you build up. That's the one it's going to remember. That's the one that you're going to use, because that's the one that you're used to. All of this, though, has to lead into action. So what's really important is that we show kids how to get started, how to imagine what they want, create what they want, not have the world created for them, not be reactionary, but actually responsive, right? Kind of dynamic to what's going on. And then give them these powerful tools so when things come up, like, you know, the conditions and circumstances that have been stressing them out and overwhelming, they now have a power. They know how to shift it from where? The inside out. Right? This is the opposite of what they've been doing. Something out there needs to change. Somebody needs to say they're sorry. Or somebody needs to like those shoes and say that I'm cool enough in order for me to feel good for that instant, that moment that's going to go away. And it's almost going to go away so fast, because what they're going to do is they're going to go, oh my gosh, they like my shoes. Oh, I hope they don't say they don't like my shoes. Oh, I hope somebody, you know, and almost instantaneously it'll shift. So when you have that internal power and you become aware of who you are and what you're doing, you then have choice and you have freedom, like we talked about before, and you can get into action. Getting into action is the key.
That's so powerful. We'll be right back here in just a few seconds with Scott to talk more about subconscious chatter, as well as his new book, Dax to the Max. Stay tuned. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
What does a cause need? It needs supporters. What else does a cause need? It needs a plan. But what else does a cause need? It needs action. It needs awareness. It needs a creative spark. Wouldn't it be great to find all these aspects in one place? Have you checked out Art for Your Cause? Art for Your Cause is the one place you can do all this, create, and ignite the spark. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
In an unannounced visit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. A spokeswoman for Johnson said that the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. She added that the two leaders will discuss long-term support to Ukraine. The visit came a day after Johnson pledged another $1 to $30 million in high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. Ukraine's state railway company said it would continue to evacuate as many people as possible from eastern Ukraine before Russia launches an anticipated full-scale attack on the region. The statement comes after a missile strike on a train station that killed at least 52 people and injured more than 100 waiting to leave the region. The company added it has evacuated about 3.5 million people since the end of February when Russia invaded the country. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. If you've been tuned in or you're just now tuning in, we're talking about those life skills that kids need so much to be able to have that security, to be able to understand themselves, to make their own choices, and to feel good about themselves. And right before the break, we were talking, Scott was actually bringing up the concept of the subconscious chatter and how we really need to get that in line. And this isn't just about kids, right? This is about us. All of us have that chatter going on. It's happening all the time. I like to give the example of when you go into the restaurant and you can hear music. You might not be able to make out the actual song and lyrics, but it's there. And a lot of times we don't realize that that's going on in the background. That's the mental chatter that's going on in our own mind. And that chatter is creating a reality to some degree. And so, Scott, continue there a little bit, because I think this is really powerful for everybody to hear.
Yeah, no, that's good. And, you know, I had a kid once ask me, he's like, well, if, you know, this internal chatter, the subconscious is so bad, why do we have to have it? And I go, oh, no, no, no. It's also so good. And like you said, with the song, it might be a song that you tuned out, but it's coming in. But if it's a song that you really like, and maybe you're the one that pressed the button on the jukebox and you played that song, well, now you're listening to it. Well, that's how it can be with that subconscious and that internal chat. And like you said, it's not just kids and teens, it's all of us, right? So the real thing is, do you have the tool in order to change it, to switch it over, or do you just allow it to go on and get worse and worse because you don't know what to do about it? You're just living with it, right? And it's almost like, you know, living with a bad friend, like someone who would be standing there at all times when you wake up first thing and go, you know, you're not good enough. You know, you're not very good looking, right? And then throughout the day, that person's just following you around. Well, for me, if I have a choice, which I do and everybody does, I want that friend to go, man, you're good looking. Wow, you're really good at this. Wow, you know what? If you don't do it, it's not a problem. You're learning. You're growing. This is a great day. This is a great thing. Every moment is like that for you. That's the person I want talking to, right? So that's what we can create. And I have to create. I mean, I've been doing this for a really long time, and I have to create it. In the morning, I wake up, and I decide what I want to think. But the most important thing is that you have to have something out in front of you that you created from the imagination, and that's why we do that early on, that you really love, that you really want to get, that you really want to go for, that it would really mean something to you to have it. So when that chatter starts going negative and you're flipping it for yourself, you're turning it towards something. It's like shooting the arrow at a target, not just shooting the arrow and hoping it lands somewhere good, right? So you head in that direction. And that's when we get into the action steps, which are so important. So the action now will get kids moving, and they need to know that they don't need to know all the steps. You need to know the destination that you'd like to get at and where you are right now. And then take step number one. Step number one will be obvious, right? And then step number two, step number three. And in the world of awareness and not knowing what you don't know, things start opening up. Doors just start opening up. You start seeing things you didn't see. Opportunities show up. You meet people. You see things that you wouldn't have seen unless you were on this journey towards this thing that you had created. When we don't create anything, you're not on the journey. You sit in a comfort zone, right? You stay where you're most comfortable, but not most happy. In fact, oftentimes it's where you're least happy, but you're too scared to leave. And I want to help kids get out of their comfort zones, let them know it's all good and it's all okay. And here's some tools and some inner superpowers that you can use along the way. So the superstars you see out there, right, those athletes that you see out there, this was their journey. And I think one of the biggest problems for kids and teens is they often only see the result and they don't know about the journey and they don't think about the journey. They just think, oh, they're so lucky, I want to be them. Oh, no. If you go study some of these people, you realize how crazy it was for them, how much they had to use the same types of inner superpowers to get past themselves, to get past obstacles, conditions, circumstances to get to where they are, and they continue to do it. And we like to talk about how the ceiling becomes the floor, right? You get to a certain point, and now you leap off of that. What used to seem so far up there, you're now there. So now where can you go? And the cool thing is you can go there with, you know, what's already worked for you, these tools, right, and this experience.
That's powerful stuff, and I agree with you. It's very interesting when we work on all those types of things as children, as adults. Very powerful stuff. So let's segue into you. I was so happy when I got the copy of Tax to the Max, and I got to read it a couple times, actually two or three times. And it's a great book, by the way. It is great, and I love it. And I love the character Dax. And I love his friend Lauren. So let's talk a little bit about, and later on here, hopefully we'll get a chance to meet Dax himself. But let's tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind the book. Obviously your son, but even more so the life skills and that sort of thing. But give us a little backstory.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, Dax is my now 6-year-old son. He was 5 when I wrote this. He just turned 6. And he is the inspiration. And I want Dax to know that he has inner superpowers. And I want all kids, thus the book, to know that they have inner superpowers. Now, we talk about only one in this book, but it's the big one. It's imagination, right? Because kids have vivid imagination. So even just as an example, my son is a performer, and he watched the Super Bowl halftime show, and ever since that, on a daily basis, he creates Super Bowl halftime shows, and he told me last night he would be doing Super Bowl halftime show 77. They just did 56, so that's in 21 years. He'll be 27. He's already measured it out, and this will be his thing. Now, here's the thing about Dax. He's imagining, and he's seeing himself in his mental screen being on stage and doing that, and he has no idea, no thoughts, that he can't do it. Because that's how our imagination works, right? And then last night, he saw a little bit of the Grammys with me. Well, now he's also going to be on the Grammys. That's just what he's going to do. He sees himself being that person. Why not? Other people have done it. He sees them on TV doing it. Why can't he do it? And that's how his imagination works. So you wonder, at what point do we start really getting to, like, I can't do that? Right? Like, none of us are going, I'm going to be Super Bowl halftime show and be on the Grammys, right? Probably after like 12 or 15, unless we have, you know, a high skill set in that area, we don't think we can do that. In fact, we think we can't do that. So it's important to foster the imaginations of the kids, allow them to dream positive, to think, you know, in a way that could lead them towards something big, something exciting for them. And the funniest thing about this, how my son imagines and what's important to him, is not what I imagined my son would be. I thought he'd be like sports, athlete, do all sorts of things like I did. But that's not where his imagination goes. And what if I were somebody who was like, no, you have to play sports. You can't do that performance thing. It'll never work for you, right? Or be an academic. You know, you're just a big dreamer. But that's where I would squash it for him. And I would never want to do that. I want to make sure that kids everywhere know that. This particular book deals with fear. So when kids are afraid of, they do have a lot of fears, right, how they use their imagination. We're going on a trip to Florida pretty soon, and he told me this morning that he's a little bit worried that the flight might get canceled or delayed because he heard that flight being canceled, delayed. He really doesn't want that to happen because he would miss some time at Disney World. And I said, Dax, you're sitting here on the couch right now imagining the worst. Why don't you imagine how the flight's going to be right on time and it's going to be an amazing flight and we're going to have so much fun and then we're going to get to Disney World right on time, maybe even early, and it's going to be so fun. Let's do that because we're sitting on the couch and we can imagine whatever we want. So just teaching kids, again, how to direct their imagination, but doing it in a young kid version. This is really for probably 3 to 8-year-olds.
I like it, and I like one of the things I wanted to talk about too is I like the fact that you have Lauren, who in real life is a neighbor, right?
Right.
A neighbor of y'all's.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a little deeper than that. You were sharing with that. You were sharing me with that the other day. Can we go into that a little bit before we meet Dax?
Yeah, for sure. So Lauren is our 16-year-old, now 17-year-old neighbor, and she's been great with Dax ever since we moved here 6 years ago. Just a wonderful person. She's actually a twin, so her sister Hannah is here too. But Lauren really in the book is sort of his guide. People were asking, who is Lauren? Is it his sister? Is his babysitter? Sure. It can be any of those things you want it to be, whatever works for you. It's his guide into using and learning how to use imagination and then taking him through this powerful experience where he faces his fear in the form of a bear named Fredly. Fredly's name, you know, the name of the fear. But I tell people in roundtables, especially when I've talked to adults, I've said, you know, Lauren doesn't have to be a person. Lauren actually could be sort of your inner talk, your inner voice, your inner thoughts, where you go, I'm, you know, 5 or 6 years old, I really want to do this thing, I really want to swim, or I really want to go to that place, or I really want to try out for this team, or, you know, whatever it is that you're facing fear and seems really uncomfortable to you, that you also have that voice that you could listen to because you can do it. Just imagine you can do it. See yourself being able to do it. Right? And I want to get that stronger than the fear-based one. So this is where Lauren, quote-unquote, his inner voice speaks to him and says, you know you want to do this. You know you want to change the situation. You know you want to get past the fear. Right? You got to try. But the more he thinks about the fear, the scarier the thing becomes, the scarier Freddy becomes, the bear. And then Lauren is telling him, you can't run away this time, right? Use your imagination in a different way, a way that most people don't, right? Most people think the worst, right? Use it to change the experience of the situation. Make Freddy nice. Make him fun. Make the fear not scary. Make it challenging. Make it exciting. That's how that relates. And once he does that, he goes, he wants it more than he does, and he gets past it. He does his imagination, and while he's doing it, he forgets that he was afraid and scared. He gets so into his thoughts about how it's fun and exciting, and Freddy could actually be a friend. And then Freddy changes. Freddy turns into this fun cartoon bear who talks to him and now guides him and leads him to be able to do the next thing, like you would be able to do if you got past your fear. You'd have the ability to do the next thing, but if you let the fear win, you get stopped and you get moved backwards. No chance to go further.
Fear is challenging. I mean, fear does keep us, it's interesting how fear can keep us in a state of inaction. Right? We can't act, we can't move forward, we can't do what we need to be doing, but that fear is so real, and that's why I feel this book is as powerful as you're right. It's really dealing, it's not only the superpower of imagination and various other superpowers, but it's also overcoming that fear and being able to see fear straight ahead and see it, and also being able to see through fear, because I think you and I both agree, it's like, you know, a lot of times fear is an illusion, just like other things can be an illusion, but we can make it, you know, bigger than life. We can make it bigger than life when we give that energy to it. Do you want to bring Dax on right now? Do you think it's a good time to bring him on?
Let's do it. Let's meet Dax.
Oh, this is so nice. Now we have Dax in the studio. Dax, how are you doing today?
How are you doing today, Dax?
Good.
Awesome. Hey, I love the book that's been written about you. This is amazing. This is a great book.
She said it's a great book. It's amazing. I had my ear pods in, so I'll just tell them what you said. Yeah.
This is amazing. I love this, and it's a good depiction too. I can tell this is definitely you. So you know, it's awesome to be able to have this muse per se, and I love the fact that your son is this character, and I feel like it's a coming to life concept, and I love the fact of overcoming fear. And so I'm sure that has Dax ever gotten to read this to kids or been at some readings with you?
Yeah, readings, signings. Got another one coming up this week. And his own school, too. I think that was the big moment when they did it in his own school. And then we have coloring pages, and they colored Dax as a superhero. So, yeah, I think
that's
those
awesome.
Are some pretty fun moments. Yeah.
Being able to be colored is pretty awesome.
Yeah, and now we're in talks with, you know, a TV show, potentially a kids animated TV show. So, we're excited about that. He's hoping one day that maybe he could meet Daniel Tiger or Dora the Explorer, at least his animated version. So that's what we're going for. Big goals.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, Dax, it's amazing to meet you, and I look forward. I'm sure you'll be in a new book coming up soon, I'm sure, too, as well as some TV options, too. So stay tuned. When we return, it's going to be great because Scott is going to actually offer some nuggets of wisdom for us to kind of acknowledge and understand some things that we haven't talked about. Going a little step further on working on some of the things that he's working on, talking about those nuggets. You know, and also the interesting thing is being able to connect with him and be able to find some of the resources that you can connect with him, being able to find the website, get the information, be able to find where to find this book, because this is going to be not only a wealth of knowledge, but it's entertaining. And I think anytime we can entertain kids, that's the best. Anytime we as adults can be entertained, we learn as well. So this is powerful for all of us. So stay tuned. Don't turn the channel. We still have golden nuggets of wisdom. You know I do this at the end of every last segment we do on each show. So we have more coming. So don't change it. Don't change it just right yet. We have more coming up. So stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Silver has
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking with Scott, and Scott is the creator of Dax to the Max, and his muse Dax was just on the show just a second ago. Oh my gosh, he's adorable. He is adorable, Scott. I can see where you got the concept and the idea, and he is a great main character in this book. So let me ask you, I do this with all my guests when I want to hear what they have to say. A couple of nuggets of wisdom.
Yeah. I think the most important thing is to realize, you know, that we all have inner superpowers, you know, or call them whatever you want, right? Mental faculties, get scientific with it. Let's just call them inner superpowers. And that if we work from the inside out, we get to know these inner superpowers, and then we strengthen them, right? Then we can use them. And it's a road and a journey that I've been down, and I actually am so thankful that I've been down it, that I even got the opportunity to go down it. And what I mean by that is my parents, who I love very much, never had the opportunity to go down a road of learning their inner superpowers. It just wasn't taught to them. This isn't something where you can find it in every school, right? It's not something that's being taught like math and science. And the important part about this, and one of the bonus keys that we do, is that when kids learn how to use their IQ and their EQ, their emotional intelligence, along with their regular intelligence that they learn in schools, then that's where they can really get a direction. That's where they can really see themselves launching off. Because we're not saying look, you know, emotional intelligence, build up your superpowers, and then that's the only thing. No, no, no. It gives you how to use what you're learning in school. So now when you think, oh, why do I have to do this math test, right? Or why do I have to do this thing? Your emotional intelligence can step in and you can go, it's a stepping stone towards something. And I may not be able to see what that thing is, right? But I can in this moment choose to have an experience of it as a good experience, a powerful experience, instead of fighting it and battling it. And in that way, we can really work well together with the schools and with the teachers, not saying, look, you're not learning the right thing. No, no, no. You're learning the right thing. You're just not learning both things to put together for that really happy, healthy life. So my real takeaway for people would be just understand that you have inner superpowers. And then the second thing would be a coach like myself who has a business around coaching kids in life skills and mindset training, that we're not taking the place of parents or teachers at all. It's just like, you know, if you play soccer or gymnastics or you want to, you know, be a dancer or actor, there's coaches who live this, right? And so they step in and they become part of the team, right? The family dynamic, the family team, all for the kid, the teenager, the tweenager, whoever it is, to have the best experience, best opportunities in life to grow. So one of the things that we always come up against is parents thinking, well, you know, I should be able to do all this, and I can and I will, but they're not equipped, and it's not their fault, right? There's no way I could do this with my own son or with anybody had I not gone and studied and trained like somebody who might coach soccer or be a teacher or something. They studied and they trained, and that's why we trust them with our kids, and that's where we really step in it to help with that.
That's valuable information. Great takeaway, Scott. And so where can we find information on you? Where can we find your website, that information also, as well as to be able to buy the book?
Yeah. So the business that I created is called Minds in Motion, and it's spelled MINDZEN, Motion, MOTION. So it's mindsinmotion.com. The reason I chose that name is because Zen is actually a word that means calm. So this is really about calming the mind so that you can get into real action. Right? There was a mentor of mine who said, we don't need to slow down. We need to calm down. And so that we can, you know, think the right way and do the things that we want to do instead of having that chatter that we talked about in your head at all times. So mindsinmotion.com, and then the email is info@mindsinmotion.com. And then the book is on the website. There is actually a Dax to the Max area, but Dax to the Max can also be found on Amazon just by typing in Dax to the Max.
Perfect, perfect. This is amazing. Great information. And again, remind me of the website again one more time.
Yep, mindsinmotion.com. Mind, MINDZEN, motion, MOTION.com. Mindsinmotion.com.
Awesome. Scott, thank you so much for coming on. I hope that everybody has enjoyed the show and really connected with that, and we can all find our own superpowers. Scott, I look forward to having you back on at some point, and I hope you'll come back on.
Yeah, of course.
Perfect. So stay tuned. We have a great show for you next week. Don't forget to listen to the show. And if you want to also check out, go to AshleyBurgess.com for any information coming up. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers. How about the world of whiskey? Jeff Borker here from the Classic Dram. And we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first. But with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group, and we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com, or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.